You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club.
Last night was a battle. For me, maybe for you, and maybe you're on the verge of one right now, and I know that I'm on the verge of another one, but last night was awesome. And so what this is right here is a battle-tested field guide for a night filled with temptation. And I know that it's legit because I just flipping lived it. Legitimately, I just lived it. And I want to just get on here and just be as vulnerable as I can be and talk about what happened last night and how God delivered me and how I was able to make it through and how I'm sitting before you today in victory, in freedom, and honestly in peace. And it is awesome. So let's dive into it. First of all, I just want to say we can talk about strategies and motivations and all these little devices and all these tactics. And we can talk about all of that. All that stuff is good. I'm not saying that it's bad, but we can talk about that all day long. But at a certain point, you just got to get in the trenches and fight. At a certain point, it's about putting all of that into practice. And last night, that was the battle that I faced. I was facing lust in the eyes. Like, I was just like, I was terrified, honestly, because I had literally just recorded one of these about what do you do when you are facing extreme temptation. That was the last one that I recorded. And then I was laying there in my bed like, oh my gosh, am I about to be the biggest hypocrite in all of history? It was a very terrifying feeling. But it was a genuine question that I had to ask myself is, oh boy, man, do I know what I'm talking about? Is this actually the path to victory? Can I have victory? And it was a, like I said, it was a scary place to be, but it was an awesome place to be because it gave me a chance to get in the trenches. It gave me a chance to go to war. And that's what happened. I fought last night and I won last night. And I want to help you to do the same. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm better than you or that I have all the answers or anything like that. That's not what's happening. All this is I'm another brother in the fight who made it through. I made it through the last battle. And what I have to say is hopefully helpful for you, but I'm not saying it from a point of pride or anything like that. I want to get that out there first and foremost. And I also want to say, brother, it's worth it. Man, I got to tell you, the feeling that I had when I woke up after making it through, after fighting, man, it was a battle. It was a long, bad, terrible, brutal night, honestly. But the feeling that I had when I woke up, the feeling that I had in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, honestly, was just awesome. Like, I was pumped. I was fired up. I sent a GIF to one of my Fight Club members when I just literally said, I won. Like, I was pumped. I was just like, man, I'm so excited that I made it through. I'm so honestly proud of myself that I fought, that I got in the trenches, that I wasn't afraid, and that I made it through. And man, it was such a confidence booster. Man, it just fired me up. I was amped about it. And I sent that message to a couple people of just like, man, I'm amped. Like this was huge. That was one of the hardest fights of my life. One of the hardest, not the first time I've made it through a night, but far from it. But it was one of the hardest battles that I've ever had. And making it through is awesome. And I want that for you, bro. I do. I truly do. So let's just get in a little bit to what happened. So first of all, I've had a tough last week. I've had a couple of podcasts that I've made talking about that. You know, like I had a really tough week last week. I've had a tough month, honestly, just because it's been so different. I've been out of routine. I've been hit with a lot of new things, a lot of new emotions, a lot of new challenges. And it's been tough. It's been really tough. And I've been fighting a lot of different things, fighting a lot of things outside of lust. But at the end of the day, all of that planted seeds of lust. And I was trying to cope with some of those stuff that I was struggling with. And the way that I always cope, the way that I've coped for the last 6 or 7 years has been sexual sin. And so I was being drawn back into that. And a few weeks back, maybe almost a month now, I can't quite remember, I had actually failed and it was terrible. And it was one of the lowest moments of my life because I had been living in so much victory. And then to just fall right back into the sin was just brutal. And I binged and I just really just went right back to rock bottom. But then I had pulled myself back out. I had fixed my eyes back on Jesus. I had trusted him and he had pulled me along, honestly, and helped me to live in freedom again. But then this last week, man, it was just brutal. It was just all these other things started coming up again. And I felt like I couldn't get my feet under me. It was just a tough week. And then the weekend was slow and boring. And there were some things that brought up old triggers that I thought I had dealt with, that started to weigh on me. And then there were physical things and I just wasn't doing the right things in my mind with my eyes. I wasn't doing those practical things that make it so that lust can't grow in my life. And it built up and last night I was just kind of all day, really. I was just tempted, you know, at church. Yesterday was a Sunday at church. I was just super tempted. Like couldn't even get out of my mind. It was to the point where like I was having like physical reactions of like, whoa, this lust is strong. This is a real temptation, man. This is like, I could fail right now. And that was an all day thing. And I was doing the right things yesterday. I was fighting. I was, you know, going through the steps of like, okay, you know, get out, do other things, distract, replace thoughts. Like I was doing everything right. But man, it was just one of those days. One of those days that was a battle. And I went to bed, and as I went to bed, I realized, man, this isn't gonna be a get the thoughts out of my mind one time and I'm gonna fall asleep. No, this is gonna be I'm in the trenches tonight. This is gonna be, I'm in it for the long haul. This is a battle. This isn't a quick victory. This isn't a shoot a couple shots off, scare the enemy away, and then you're good to go. No, this is, the enemy's coming. And man, it was a fight all night long. For hours on end, it was a battle in my mind, in my soul, in my heart, in my body. It was a battle. And there were moments where I was literally one decision away. And I realized that I had a simple choice. Am I going to fight or am I going to give up? And there were moments where I was literally one decision away. You know, sometimes you're in the middle of a battle, but you know, you can make a couple bad decisions before you make it to failure. No, I was on the verge, man. It was like, I have to make a decision every moment, every 10 seconds it felt like, for victory. I was faced with that over and over and over again, and I had to keep choosing it, because one bad decision and I would have been in failure. One bad decision and it all would have been over. And I actually wrote something in my notes last night. That's how you can tell how tough a battle it was. I was writing things in my notes. Stuff was going through my mind and I just needed to get out in the world. And this is what I wrote. When the fighting gets heavy, when the battle gets tough, when your whole world descends into chaos and the pressure of temptation pins you down, what do you do? Do you just roll over and accept it? You just accept defeat? Or do you commit once more to the fight? It's pretty clear by reading that I was in the thick of it, man. It was a battle. I was being a little dramatic, to be honest, but that's genuinely how I felt. Like I was just so aware of the position that I was in. Like it really felt like my back was against the wall. And it was like, I either give up right now and just, you know, duck and cover and let the punches come and just try not to die, or I start swinging, man. And it was a scary place to be, because I could see myself easily falling into failure. I could see how simple that decision would be, honestly, to just be like, you know what? It's not worth it. Why am I fighting? I want to go to bed tonight. Like I'm over this. Let me just fall asleep. I know that if I fail, I'm going to fall right asleep and everything's going to be peachy. It's not true, obviously, but I could see myself believing that lie. I could see myself believing the lie of, wait, why is this a bad thing? What's wrong with this sin? It's just me in my room alone right now. There's no one's watching. Who cares? Like, I'm just going to do whatever I want. I could easily see myself believing that lie. At a certain point, I was even like, man, why do I believe in God? Like, you know, he has these standards for me. Are these even good standards? Would a righteous God, would a real God keep me from something that clearly is good? Like that was a lie. That's how you know you're on the verge, is when you start questioning your belief in God. And I would just feel those lies come and go and be like, man, this is crazy. Like this is a fight. And I had to just constantly get those out of my mind. And I would toss and turn all night long. And I had to get up multiple times to go to the bathroom, which was the worst, because it would totally reset my ability to fall asleep. But it was just ongoing. I could not fall asleep. I could not stop the temptations. Like it was just blow for blow, man. I was just like, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face sort of situation. Like, yeah, I had a lot of plans on how to deal with temptation, and oh, you know, just fall asleep. Just you know, get the thoughts out long enough that you can fall asleep and you'll be good to go. Yeah. And then you get punched in the mouth and it's like, well, shoot, it's not that simple. No, you got to make a conscious decision. You have to make an effort every single minute, all night long. And you have to deal with all of the tactics of the enemy, all the different temptations that are thrown at you. And man, it does feel like it gets creative at times. You know, my mom always says that the enemy isn't creative. And I believe that the enemy isn't creative. But sometimes, man, in this battle particularly, it feels like he can get creative. Because there were temptations that would come up, memories from past failures that I had long since forgotten. Like, what? Where did that come from? I haven't thought about that in years. And it would be stuff like that would just come out of nowhere. Like, it was, the enemy was doing everything he could. It genuinely felt like spiritual warfare. Like, it was a fight. It was a fight, man. But I just realized that I had a simple choice. And it was helpful for me to boil it down to that and to just say, bro, are you going to fight or are you going to give up? Because right now you got to make a decision. And it's not just a decision for tonight. It's a decision for the rest of your life. Because if you give in tonight, then who's going to say that you aren't going to give in tomorrow? Or maybe not tomorrow. But what about the next time you face temptation? At a certain point, you got to face it. You got to fight. At a certain point, you got to decide, no, I'm not giving in again. I'm not going to keep living like this. I want victory and I'm going to go and get it. I am going to stand and fight. I think for so long, my battle has been doing really well for stretches of time, whether it be a day, a week, a month, even a couple months at times. And then a lot of that would be not because I'm having victory, not because I'm doing the right things or anything like that, or because I'm actually living in freedom. It would be because I was just distracted. It would be because I would fill my time with other things and it wasn't top of mind. But the second that the fight got tough, the second that the battle got real, I would cave immediately. It was like I had all this pride of like, oh yeah, no, I'm a warrior. I'm a lust warrior. I fight off that stuff. And then the second that actually, you know, bullets were fired, I'd be like, ah, and I would run away terrified. Every single time. And last night, and I mean, again, it's not the first time this happened, but last night just felt different because, man, it felt like Iwo Jima or something like that, like the hardest fight of the war sort of situation. And the bullets were flying. And finally, I decided, no, I'm done. I am going to fight. And you know what? I'm going to win. And I want that for you, bro. Genuinely. Again, I'm not trying to speak from pride here, but dude, victory is awesome and victory is possible. So let's get practical and let's talk about what I actually did last night, how I actually came through to the other side and woke up in the morning victorious. Let's get practical about the stuff that I actually did and not just, you know, like the church, you know, like, oh, I just prayed harder. No, I mean, yeah, I prayed pretty hard, but there were some practical things that I did. In fact, I wrote all of them down. The second that I woke up, I picked my phone up and I journaled on every single thing that I could remember doing, every single thing that I did that won that battle. Because last night honestly felt like a war. There were a lot of mini battles in that fight and it felt like a war. And each one mattered because I had to win each one in order to win the war. And so let's get into it. There's eight things. The first one, and this one wasn't a conscious decision that I made. I mean, I didn't want to do it at the time. I could feel the temptation building, but it wasn't something that I did, you know, in the heat of temptation, in the heat of the battle, but it was before the battle and it set me up for success. And what that was is I had a call with a brother in my fight club. I had a call with a dude who I've been mentoring on this issue, who honestly has been encouraging me in this. He's been having a ton of victory, a ton of success. I'm so proud of this dude. But I had a call with him and we just chatted about where he is right now in his journey and he is crushing it. And it was awesome. It was like 25, 30 minutes and we just chatted about everything that was going on in his life right now, everything that was, you know, a possible temptation for him. And it was just, we didn't even talk about me. We didn't talk about me at all, which honestly was probably a mistake. I'm sure in at some level, I was trying to hide my sin. I was trying to hide the temptations that I was feeling because there was a little part of me that was like, I want to fail tonight. You know, of course there was a part of me that felt that I'm fighting against my flesh constantly. My flesh was like, oh, don't talk about that because then, you know, you're going to get it out in the open and it's not going to have as much power. But just even talking about him was super encouraging because it set the standard of like, no, this dude is fighting. And if I fail, that's going to make his battle so much harder, so much harder. I know that that's going to cause him to stumble. And so, yeah, that's not the reason that I won. That's not the ultimate reason that I had victory. But man, it was a kick in the pants. And man, it set me up. It put me in a good place for victory. It put me in the right mindset. It gave me a little bit more of a will to fight because I knew I had a brother standing right next to me who was also fighting. So that was the first thing. And the second thing, this one I think was the most important because this one was it set the tone as I went to bed. The other one was long before I went to bed. There were other things that happened prior to that, but I was just, you know, making a couple dumb decisions as before I went to bed. I knew I wasn't quite tired enough to fall asleep, and then even as I did get to a point where I was like, I know I could go fall asleep right now, I was just, you know, like mindlessly going through YouTube, doing dumb things, watching a couple things that weren't necessarily bad, but they definitely weren't good for me. But before I went to bed, very practically, I knew it hit me as I plugged my phone in to charge it. It hit me that I needed to get in the Word. It hit me that I needed to instill some truth in my mind before I went to bed. I needed that to be the last thing on my mind before I closed my eyes, because it had been a tough day. There were a lot of things going through my mind, a lot of temptations, a lot of lust was running through every corner of my mind, and I needed to just replace that with some truth. I needed to end the day on some truth. And so I just got into it. And all I did was one chapter. That's it. That's all it took, was one chapter. It was Colossians chapter 2, which is one of my favorite chapters in all of the Bible, for different reasons, for a whole different struggle that I'm sure I will get into at a different point. But it's one of my favorite chapters. And there are some great verses in there, some real encouragement. And I just dwelled on scripture for 5, maybe 10 minutes. And then I put my phone down and that was it. And even that, even just that little bit of truth at the end of my day and at the beginning of this battle, was such a, I mean, I don't want to say kick in the pants again, but it really was. It was like I refueled the tank. It was like my battle machine was about to go into war, and it was on a half a tank. It was on a quarter tank. You know, we were verging on empty, and that was just enough to fill it back up, to set me up for success, to give me the gas that I needed to just go to war, basically. So that was number two. That was the second thing I did. Super practical. I got in the Word before I went to bed. And honestly, if the temptation kept getting stronger and I thought about this, I would have gotten more into the Word. I literally said, if I pick my phone up again, because I have to keep my phone next to me for other reasons, I would encourage you, if you're actually in a battle like this, do not keep your phone by you. There are other reasons I have to have my phone by me. And so there's nothing that I can do about that, which it makes the battle even harder, unnecessarily harder, but it's something that I got to deal with. But I literally said at one point, I was like, if I pick my phone up again tonight, the only reason is going to be to get into the Word again. The only reason is going to be open my Bible app. That's the only thing that is acceptable. That or my notes to write down something that I'm thinking. But just like getting in the Word is so helpful, man. Just fixing your thoughts on the truth is so, so helpful. And that was the second thing I did that set me up for success. And then the third one, and this is the most important, because this is the nitty gritty of the battle. This is the thing that I was doing minute by minute last night, minute by minute, every 10 seconds at points, I was repeating scripture over and over and over again. And I'll be honest, I was not, I was not very creative in my scripture use. There was one verse that I repeated again and again and again, and it was the only one that I used all night long, because it was the most relevant, and it's one that has the most power, in my opinion. And it's just so potent against the temptations of the enemy. It's so potent against lust. And it was this. I believe it comes out of 1 Corinthians. I don't even know the site for it. It's something that I've memorized and I've used so frequently, and it's so powerful. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 6, but it goes, "Flee sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a price, so honor God with your body." I repeated that scripture, no joke, probably 1,000 times last night. Every single time a thought would come to my mind and I could tell a temptation was growing, I could tell the lust train was getting up to full speed, I would repeat that verse. I would say, "Flee sexual immorality, flee it." And I would focus on each of the four segments of that verse. Flee sexual immorality, get up, get out, get your mind on something else. Run away from it. You want nothing to do with it. Not a hint is okay. I cannot let myself be tempted. I cannot think I can take just a little bit here or a little bit there, or I can cross that boundary. No, flee from it all of it. "For you are not your own." It is so helpful for me to remember that my body is not mine. And I prayed at one point. I said, "Lord, let me not desecrate your creation. Let me not use your holy temple for my own purposes. Let me not tear down the walls of something that you have made holy. Let me not bring in unclean things to this place that you dwell in." I prayed that, and I was honest. I was like, "Lord, this is not my body. Help remind me of that today. Remind me, God, that I have no right to do what I want with this body." So flee sexual immorality, for you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. In fact, a high price. Some translations say you were bought at a high price. And that reminds me of not only what I'm fighting for, but of who fought for me. That reminds me of Jesus on the cross, dying for my sin, dying for that moment right then and there. dying for the grip that sin has on me. What Jesus did for me, how could I, even though he has given me freedom, how could I willingly return to the bondage of my sin? How can I willingly go back to those shackles and put them back on my wrists and my feet and return and say, no, I'm going to serve the enemy. I'm going to serve my own passions. I'm going to serve lust. How could I do that? And that helps me to remember Jesus on the cross. And I think of that visual from the movie, The Passion of the Christ, just how brutal that was. And to think that he did that for me. He was on that cross. And you know what he was thinking of? He was thinking of me. He was thinking of me laying in that bed. He is looking at me right now. All of those things I was remembering. No, I was bought at a high price. Jesus paid the price for me. So how on earth could I return to my bondage? And then the last one. So honor God with your body. I mean, that's the action step. It's so simple. I would just remind myself of that. No, I need to honor God with my body. How do I prove that I love God? How do I prove that I believe that the sacrifice that he made on the cross is true and accurate and actually happened and actually has power in my life? How do I prove that? Well, the Bible's clear. It says you follow his commands. And his command is to honor him in all things, especially in your body. This body is not my own. I was bought at a high price. So honor God with my body. How do I do that? I flee sexual immorality. And I repeated that verse literally 1,000 times, again and again and again and again. A temptation would come. I would feel it build. Sometimes I would let it get too far and I would say, no, flee sexual immorality. I would literally groan or grunt as I rolled over in bed and like curled up in a ball and was like, no, flee sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a price. So honor God with your body. And I would repeat it as many times as it took for the temptation to pass, for the lust to go away. And then as soon as another temptation come, because it always would, I would repeat it again as many times as it took. And I would just do it again and again and again and again. That was the third thing I did. And that was the most frequent thing I did. That was the most powerful thing I did to get me through last night. And I could have, you know, gotten creative with my verse selection. I could have used other verses. I have other memory verses in the bank, ready to go in the arsenal, in the armory, ready to be fired when needed. But that one is just, it's all you need. Man, just one verse of scripture can carry you through the night, because I was relying on God's power. That verse reminds me of everything that I need to be reminded of, but it's also calling on the Lord. It's saying, Lord, I need you to be a part of this battle. I need you here with me. And I would pray that after every time I repeated the verse, I would pray, and I would pray hard. I would pray fervently. And I would say, God, please help for me to remember that verse. Help for me to remember the things that you tell me to do with my body and the things that you tell me not to do with my body, and help for me to honor you today. That verse is fighting by God's power, and every verse is fighting by God's power. But then the fourth thing that I did is I fixed my thoughts on God, and I practiced replacing temptation with the things of above. Now, the way that I do this is not necessarily like, you know, thinking about Jesus or thinking about heaven or anything like that. Yeah, that's all good. And if you can do that, that's awesome. If there are little things that you can think of, that's great. For me, what I need to do is use fond memories. For me, what I need to do is go back to those things, or even things that I'm looking forward to in the future, and think about those. For me, I recently bought some backpacking gear. I really want to get into backpacking, the hiking, and getting out into nature. And I just started thinking about, okay, what's that going to look like? You know, being out on a hike, one of my favorite things in the world is being out in nature, being out in God's creation. And I just thought about that. I'm like, okay, where do I want to go? And I got practical in that sense. I was like, okay, maybe I could do a hike here. Maybe I could do this. Maybe the first time I do it, I just go up with the pack so I can practice with the weight and then come back down. Like, it was dumb, honestly, but it was good. It was helpful. It was fixing my thoughts forward. It was fixing my thoughts on other things. Those temptations would come out, repeat the verse, and then I replace the thought with something else. I even thought about basketball at certain times. I've shot hoops yesterday, and I thought, man, that sounded so corny. I shot around yesterday in I thought about that. I thought about, you know, the net that broke on the basketball hoop and how annoying that was to fix, but how fun it was once it was fixed, and how the sound of the ball going through the net and just anything like that. I thought about one of my favorite vacations that I've ever been on. I thought about skiing. I love skiing, and I'm going skiing in a couple months. And I started thinking about that and my favorite runs and my favorite things to do on the mountain. I just fixed my thoughts on other things. And I think it's helpful to have those already in the bank, to already have things that you know you can rely on. For me, it's those honestly, it's those three. It's nature, it's skiing, and it's basketball. If I can think about those, if I can remind myself of those, I get into a good place. It's helpful for me. It kind of gladdens my heart, honestly. It makes me joyful. It makes me excited for the future. It makes me grateful to God. It makes me, you know, in just a place, just a better place. And so I did that. I replaced every thought. Every time a thought would come, I would repeat scripture as many times as it took. And then as soon as I would get to a place where I've conquered that thought, I've conquered that temptation, then I would immediately replace it. Because if I didn't start thinking about something better, something that brings me closer to God, or something that makes me think forward and takes me out of the moment, then that lust is going to come right back in. There's still going to be a vacuum there, and something's going to fill that vacuum. So if you don't fill it, and if I didn't fill it last night, lust was going to fill it. That was the fourth thing I did. I fixed my thoughts on God and on the things of above and on things that are just good and pleasing and perfect, honestly. And then the fifth one, and this is another super practical one, is I practiced box breathing. There was one specific moment where I did it. In case you don't know, box breathing is just where you breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold it for 4 seconds, you breathe out for 4 seconds, and then you hold it for 4 seconds. So it's a box. You breathe in 4, hold 4, out 4, hold 4. And you just do that as many times as it takes. Now, there was one moment where I didn't repeat my scripture fast enough. I didn't get into it quick enough. And honestly, the temptation was becoming overwhelming. Like, I was at the verge. I was seconds away from failure. I literally almost, I could feel the tension in my arm as I almost reached for my phone. I was that close. It was literally moments away from failure. And when I got to that point and I realized that it was either you figure something out right now or you fail. And so what I did is I just stopped and I just took a deep breath in. The first one is the most important. I took a deep breath in. It was way longer than 4 seconds. I took a deep one. I held it and then I exhaled. And then I just went right into box breathing because it's a habit now. It's something that I do consistently. And I know that it's powerful. I know that it slows my heart rate. I know that it calms me down. I know that it puts me in a better headspace to make better decisions. And so I just took that first deep breath, exhaled, and I just went right into box breathing. And I think I did 4 or 5. Before I was actually calmed down again, before I could start repeating scripture again and be in a place where I could even remember the scripture. Because honestly, I was in a place in that moment where I was like, oh, so overwhelmed that it was hard to remember. Like, what was the verse again? What was the verse again? And then you start to panic and you think, oh no, lust is going to overcome me. I was like so scared of that. And then I just took one deep breath and turned that into box breathing. And I did it as many times as I needed. And then I could gather myself and repeat my scripture and rely on the power of God in that way. And it was awesome. And I did that a couple times, but there was one moment especially where it was the closest I was all night to failure. And I just took that deep breath and I did those box breaths. And it was huge, genuinely. It saved me. It brought me back to earth. It calmed me down. It slowed. It took the oxygen out of the lust train and put it back into my lungs. And it helped me to just get through that moment. Because I've said this before, it comes and goes in waves, right? You'll have 5 minutes of really strong temptation, but if you can fight, if you can hold on and make it through, then you'll have a couple minutes of peace, a couple minutes of no temptation, a couple minutes where you think back and like, man, I can't believe I was about to fail right there. Like, I'm good. I'm totally fine. And then the lust will come back and the temptation will come back and you have to do the same thing over and over again. And it's a cycle and you just got to keep going. So the fifth one was box breathing. And then the sixth one, and this one, If I had to point out any moment in the night that really turned it around, this was after the box breathing. I think it was right after the box breathing. I realized that I was on a downward trajectory. Like the temptation was getting stronger and I was fighting it less hard, basically. My will to fight was waning. I was losing some stamina. I was losing some strength. And I was like, I need to do something else. What can I do right now that's going to bring back the energy, that's going to bring back my will to fight, that's going to give me a second wind to just go back to war? And I realized that what I needed to do was confess to another brother, was confess to my fight club. So I picked up my phone, violating my one rule of reading the Bible or journaling, and I did something that is almost as good as all that. And I texted one of my brothers and I reached out and I said, hey bro, super simple. I said, hey bro, super tempted right now. I could really use some prayers and I could really use some encouragement. I sent that text and I put my phone back down and I didn't even look at it the rest of the night. It was nothing that my brother said to me. It's nothing that he reached out and, you know, he sent me a verse or something that really encouraged me. It wasn't even any of that. It was just the act of confessing, of getting it out into the world and inviting him into my battle. Because I knew the second I sent that, he was praying for me, he was thinking about my battle, and he was fighting with me. And man, did that turn the tides. That was D-Day, man. That was the moment that everything changed and that the war genuinely was over for lust. It was over for temptation. Yes, there was still some fighting to do, but at that moment, I had won because I had put it out in the open. I had taken away one of the main lies. I had taken away one of the main forces that the enemy had in this battle, and that was secrecy. That was anonymity. That was being alone, being isolated. That was being, you know, kind of trapped in my bedroom, honestly, in this zone of where it felt like it was just me and it was just my power and it was just my will. And that's not true. And I made it not true by confessing it to a brother. And I knew that he was with me in the battle, and man, did that change everything. So I brought it out into the open, and I thought that I had only confessed it to one of them, the one that I not necessarily trust the most, but the one that I knew was awake at that time of night, the one that I knew would see it, the one that I knew would fight with me in that moment, and the one that I was most comfortable confessing it to. But I literally thought as I sent that text, I was like, okay, if this gets worse, if this doesn't, you know, kick me into second gear and get me back in the battle, then I'm going to do it again. I'm going to confess to another brother, and I'm going to keep confessing until I got no one left to confess to. Now I didn't need to do that last night, but that was on the table. And honestly, I could have, I probably should have. But I knew that brother specifically was the one who was going to get in the battle right then and there with me. And it changed everything. So that was the sixth thing, is I reached out to a member of my fight club and I confessed my struggle. And then the seventh thing is I reminded myself what I was fighting for. Now this one is a little bit underrated, because after I had, you know, confessed to my brother and I was in a good place again, I was fighting. Then I remember I had to get up and go to the bathroom. And that totally resets me, man. It's like, oh man, now it's going to be hard to fall asleep again. I'm going to have to like start all this over again, start trying to get dreary and be able to fall asleep. And I remember as I sat down after going to the bathroom and I laid back in my bed, I was like, okay, how are we going to deal with this now? You know, it feels like we're back in a reset in the battle. And that's a tough moment. That's a scary moment. And then I just started thinking, I don't know what prompted it. Honestly, it might've been just the Holy Spirit just giving me a little bit of encouragement. But I started thinking about my future wife. I started thinking about, you know, not even necessarily what she looks like, but just what it's going to be like to be in relationship with her and how awesome that it's going to be. And I got so excited. I was thinking about the future, and I started thinking about our future kids, honestly. I mean, it may sound cheesy, but I was just thinking about what I want my life to be like and what it's going to be like and what God has for me. You know, and that kind of gave me a second to take a step back and look at my battle, look at what was happening in that moment, look at the temptation that I was facing and think, this is a lie, man. This temptation is just, it's momentary. It's just tonight. It's just here and now. And the satisfaction that I would get from giving into this temptation would be a flash, would be a few seconds. But the satisfaction that I would get by continuing to fight and fighting for her in that moment and keeping my eyes fixed on her and making it to that moment, making it through tonight and making it through to meeting her and marrying her and having kids with her and having a life with her, that satisfaction is infinitely longer. And that was such an encouragement to me to think about what I am fighting for. And also I started thinking about just, you know, what God has for my life past my wife and how exciting that is. Just the mission that he has for me, just what he has for my life, what he has already written down in his plan for me, and how falling into this lust and not fighting and winning last night would have knocked me off course and would have set me back and made it harder for me to achieve the standard that he has set out for me and the life that he has set out for me. And thinking about who I wanted to be and who he wanted me to be. And most importantly, I started thinking about God. I started thinking about how much I love him. How much I need to love him, how much I need him, how good he has been in my life. I started thinking about the blessings in my life. And past that, I started thinking about the love that he has for me, for what Jesus did for me on the cross, for the sacrifice that he undertook for me, for my freedom, for my eternity, and just how beautiful that is, honestly. And I fixed my thoughts on those things, and I reminded myself of what I was fighting for. And that was another moment of just like, man, that I couldn't even imagine failing after thinking that. And it was good. I returned to that several times throughout the night because the battle didn't end there. The battle didn't end at any of these points. You know, it was constant and we kept going. But I returned to that. And even as the temptations start to come back and the wave of victory and the wave of thinking of those things started to pass and another wave of temptation came, I was able to return to that a few times, and that had immense power. But that was just another thing that I, that was super helpful to me. And if you can remind yourself of that in the heat of the battle, man, it would just kick you in another gear, and it would just reinvigorate you and help you to just get back in the fight, because it gives you just another why, just a why to fight. There is nothing more powerful than a why to fight. And that's what that gave me last night. So that was the seventh thing. And then the eighth thing, and it's really simple, honestly. And this is what, if I had to credit anything last night for my victory, I would credit this. I just kept fighting. It was that simple. Every single time temptation came, I just made a decision to fight. I made a decision to keep going. I made a decision in that battle, in that moment, that no, I was going to have victory right now. That no, the lies of the enemy are not powerful enough to convince me of anything other than victory is possible and victory is necessary. And I just kept going, no matter how many times it took, no matter how exhausting it was, I kept going. And there was honestly some satisfaction in that. Felt like I had battle scars, honestly. Like as I tossed and turned in bed, and as my mind was a raging battlefield, I got a little bit of pride, honestly, because it had been hours at that point, hours of fighting. And I was tired, and I just wanted to go to bed. I just wanted to fall asleep. And I got a little bit of sense of pride as I realized that what I was doing, that is how victory is done. It's continuing to fight, continuing to rely on the Lord, continuing to repeat my scriptures, continuing to do the things that I know lead to victory, continuing to make good decision after good decision. And even as my flesh wanted it, because there were so many moments where I wanted to fail, I wanted to fall into lust, I wanted it. I really did. My flesh wanted it. And sometimes I would start to let that convince my mind that I wanted it, man, that it was worth it. But even when that happened, man, no, I would say, no, that's not the truth. I don't. Because what God has for me is so much better. And I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep going because he calls me to. Because it's worth it. And man, was it so, so worth it. And at a certain point, I realized that the mindset that I was in was failure wasn't even an option. Like I wasn't even leaving that on the table. I know so many times when I have fallen into failure, it's because I left that on the table. Yes, I was fighting. But the whole time as I was fighting, retreat and surrender was on the table. It was an option. But this time, man, it was like I burned the boats. It was like, no, it's victory or nothing. It's either I'm going to stand firm and fight tonight, or I'm going to die trying. That was the mindset that I was fighting to get in. It was a belief mindset of, no, I can fight and win. And the only way I fight and win is if I don't even give myself the option to fail. And there was one point, as this one's just a little bit funny. This might be outdated, but I remember, as I was laying in bed, I started thinking about, there was a meme or whatever from Chelsea Soccer Club, of all things, when they were just playing really well and all the young guys were playing well. And there's like one of the announcers said, "Pressure? What pressure?" And he did it in a British accent, obviously. And it's just a funny thing to think about. But it was like encouraging to me at a certain point. Like as I realized that I was just fighting, I was simply fighting, and the decision wasn't even there of failure. It wasn't even an option on the table. I was realizing like I'm under immense pressure right now. But pressure? What pressure? I got this. Victory is so possible, and I'm doing it right now. The things that I'm doing, I'm living in victory. Like I'm not failing. It felt so many times. It felt like I was failing. It felt like I was on the verge and that I had honestly failed already. And then I realized, like, no, what are you talking about? Like, I am living in victory right here, right now. So keep going. Just keep going. And like I said, I mean, one of the what I was really fighting for and what you are really fighting for, what we're fighting for every night or every day that we have temptation like this is a belief. It's a belief that you can win because you can. And I proved it to myself last night, and I hope I proved it to you that you can win. Bro, it was such a battle last night. I mean, I wish I could describe it. I don't know how well I'm doing in describing it, but it was brutal. Like, I literally woke up and felt like I had battle scars. I woke up and felt like I had PTSD. Like, it was like, I feel like I actually went to war last night. But man, I won. And the feeling that I had when I woke up, I can't even describe it. I wanted to get up and record this right then and there because I was just amped. I was amped. I sent the text message to my Fight Club brother, who I had reached out to earlier in the night. Right then and there, I said, I won, bro. I won. Let's go. Let's get amped. Let's get fired up. It was awesome, man. It was so encouraging. And I know that the next time, and probably tonight, honestly, because I can already feel the temptation growing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's spiritual warfare or something, but I can feel the temptation growing. But it's going to be so much easier tonight because I won last night. And I proved to myself, to the enemy, to God, to everybody that victory is possible and that I can have it. And I did have it. And that is just, man, that gets me so fired up. Because yeah, it was a fight. Yeah, it was brutal. There were moments where it felt like the cost was too high. But man, was it so worth it. Bro, it's so worth it. Seriously, living in freedom, living in victory is so, so, so worth it. And I want to end on this. It's just a series of scriptures as soon as I woke up, I started thinking about this. Not these specifically, but just this idea in the Bible. And I have, I think, five of them for you here. And it just really emphasizes what the battle is all about. So I'm just going to rapid fire go through them. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. Deuteronomy 24. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And finally, Revelation 21:7. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. I hope that's an encouragement to you, man. That was an encouragement to me this morning, just to know, yeah, I fight. Yeah, I fought. Yeah, I won, but it wasn't me. It wasn't me that won. It was the Lord. I relied on him all night long. I relied on his scripture, on his truth. I relied on his power. I prayed all night long. I relied on his word before I went to bed. I relied on his people. When I reached out to my brother, I relied on his spirit in my heart to keep me in the fight, to keep me making good decisions, to keep me fighting. And he delivered me and he gave me victory. And he will give it to you too. You know, I'm not going to get into it, but if you don't know the story of Gideon, I encourage you to go read it. And it's an encouragement in our fight because God kept telling him, no. Bring less warriors. You only need a few. You only need a few warriors because the victory comes from me. It doesn't come from your strength or your power or your will. It comes from God. It comes from the power of his Holy Spirit in your life. In all that God needs from you in order to deliver you in a night like I had last night, in order to deliver you in a night like you might be having tonight, all that he needs is a decision and your will to fight. All that he needs is for you to say, God, I'm here. Let's go to war. But let it be your power. Let it be your strength. Let it be your spirit, not mine. And as soon as you do that, bro, victory is possible and victory is coming and it feels so good. So the last thing that I want to say is, look, man, you need to believe that you can have victory. And in order to believe that, you need to kick out all the lies. All the lies, you know, that say that, oh, the temptation is too much. I need to fail. There's nothing I can do about it. Oh, the temptation to say, oh, I just need to fall asleep, you know, otherwise I'm not going to have a good day at work tomorrow. No, that's bull crap. Or the lies that say, you know, it's not that big of a deal. What is this sin? No one's going to see it. It doesn't hurt anyone. No, get that out of here. Or maybe it's just, oh, I can allow this one thing and nothing more. Oh, I can look at this one thing and nothing more. You know, oh, maybe I'll allow that and I'll be fine. No, dude, get those all out of here. Just fight. Believe you can fight. Rely on the Lord's power and you will make it through. And you will make it through. Bro, I'm praying for you because I know that this battle is not easy, but it is necessary. And it is awesome. The opportunity to fight with the Lord's power will encourage you beyond anything else that you could experience in your life. So I encourage you, dude, keep fighting. I am here with you. We are fighting together. There are hundreds of thousands of millions of billions of brothers in this fight with you. We are in this together. We are locking arms and attacking this enemy together. We are in the fight, in the trenches together. You're not alone. Don't convince yourself of that. Don't let yourself be convinced of that. We're in this together. And if you just make the decision to fight tonight, just fight tonight, make it to tomorrow, just tonight. That's all you need to do. That was all I focused on, was just win tonight. If I can get to tomorrow morning, then that will be victory. You can just do that, bro. God will deliver you. So rely on his strength, rely on his power, rely on his word, rely on his Holy Spirit, and just keep fighting. Hey bro, thank you so much for listening. And for more information on your battle with lust, please go to pursuegod.org/fightclub. And most importantly, join in on the movement by starting your own fight club today.